Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, welcome everybody. Happy Monday and happy holidays. And I decided to do a special show to see how Monday works out. It looks like a busy day, so I may end up moving things over to this day. And we'll kind of play with it. I may do two shows a month and see how that flows. But I want to thank you for being here. If you're new to the show, I want to welcome you with love. And I'll tell you a little bit about how the show works, and that will help you to feel more comfortable with the flow of the show. So we always do a meditation. I find that's very important to be able to support people in learning how to tune inside and really focusing in being silent and feeling love inside, because love always comes first inside before you take it out into the world. I also go over some of the events that I'm doing, and some the next show, of course, I'll go over that. And then I always offer a special to people on the Blog Talk Radio, so if you're interested in that. And the readings, I don't have time to do everybody, but I always do as many as I can. It's one question, and I ask you to stay really focusing on your heart and keep your mind as open and positive as you can. The website, if you want to have a private reading, is a new website. I just designed it. Woohoo! It's called Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, love.wix.com /love. And if you want to make a donation, I didn't put the donation tab on that one yet, so you'll have to go to a different website. It's Heart, H-E-A-R-T, of Motivation, motivation.webs.com. So let's go ahead and first focus in on a meditation, just to stay with the integrity of that. So if you close your eyes and just allow yourself to really feel the silence inside. And really, as you focus in inwardly, and notice if your thoughts are silent or if they're going rapidly from one space to the next. And if so, just imagine this beautiful white cloud in front of you that you put on these thoughts onto this cloud. And obviously, clouds float away, so these thoughts float away, which helps you to stay very present. And as you bring your breath all the way in, I want you to focus your eyes, almost like you're looking down into your heart. And just allow yourself to really experience what it feels like inside your heart, to feel that love inside. Allowing your heart to become slightly bigger than your body. Just feeling that nurturing as you connect to that space of pure, unconditional love.
And bringing your breath as deep as you can down to the lower part of your body. And just imagine the breath going into the whole lower part of the body, the feet, the ankles, the calves, the legs and the knees, the pelvic area, and now working to the middle part, the stomach, the lower back, the top part of the body, the heart, the whole entire back area, the shoulders, the arms and the elbows, the forearms and the wrists, and the hands and the fingers, all relaxing. And now focusing on the neck and the head area, all relaxing. And as you take a deep breath, I want you to imagine this beautiful gold light that comes into the front and into the back of your body, uplifting you and giving you a sense of energy, a sense of peace, a sense of joy. As it turns into a pink light, it turns into love, excitement, playfulness. As you continue to open up to receiving this, it becomes stronger and stronger. The mind becomes grateful. The heart feels the appreciation in its emotions. And the body feels the sense of vitality and aliveness and awakening. And just for a minute, I want you just to feel this experience before we come to the present moment. Slowly coming back into the room, feeling yourself present in the moment. It's beautiful energy of love and joy and peace and prosperity and health and vitality come with you as you notice your mind very present and very clear. Your emotions filled with the sense of nurturing love. And your body feeling excitement and aliveness and vitality and so much joy inside and peace inside. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and give yourself a big, big hug. So we have lots of calls. This is exciting. I think I will change the time to this time. This is kind of fun. Okay, let me just give you a couple of things that I want to talk about, and then we'll start with the reading. The next show is my regular show. It's on June 8th, and I will definitely be doing another show around this time because I like that we get a lot of callers during this time. It seems like a more popular time, so I'll definitely look into doing that. And if you're interested, I do want to go over a couple of things, especially for those that are new to what I do. I'm an angelic walk-in. I channel these expansive, pure, loving beings I also can see when people die, walk into the light, and I get messages when it's appropriate. I work obviously with the angelic realm because that's where I'm from. And I work with angel messages. I do inner spirit activation. And what that means is when you wake up your inner spirit, you're moving away from a lot of the human struggles, the fears, the insecurities, the negativities, the limitations, more into a heightened level of abundance and joy and love and peace and prosperity and health and vitality. It all depends on where you are on your evolution. So some people get an immediate, like, shift, and others have, you know, a process like peeling an onion. It's layers. And so it depends on where you're at. I also have an online series that is a four-part series that walks you through your spiritual evolution from human consciousness to spiritual oneness. It includes an MP3 and MP4. And then I have products. I created relaxation CDs. I'm certified as a hypnotist. And some e-books and stickers. And so if you're interested in any of that, for the special event, I also offer special events, a meditation to help you. Obviously, it's a lot slower than this one that I did. And so if you go to the website, let me give you this to write it down. It's also in the chat box. It's Angel, A-N-G-E-L. ROSELOVE.wix.com/ and then the word love again. So if you're interested in any of these, I offer a special for those on Blog Talk. All you have to do is say, I'm definitely interested. I'd like to explore it. And I'm interested in getting a special price for mentioning Blog Talk. And so after the reading, I will ask you that question, are you interested in exploring it? Only say yes if your heart says yes and you feel totally into doing that. And I won't take it personal if you say no. So if you're interested, I will ask you after the reading, would you like to explore working together? And if your answer is yes, then I'll contact you at the phone number. And if you say no, then I will definitely respect your privacy and not contact you. Okay? So that's the only thing that I'll be asking afterwards. Please do have your one question ready so that you have the flow of getting things to your advantage. And make sure you keep your energy as open as you can on positiveness and love so that you get the benefit from this experience and clarity and accuracy. I also ask that no taping be involved. It does create static when I go up to the angelic realm, so please do not, I know this is being taped, but additional taping will definitely create more chaos and static. So please do respect that as well. Okay, so we're going to take the first call that's been extremely patient. It's 415. Please do tell me when I pick you up your first name only and the state you're calling from. Okay, you're
Hi.
On the air, sweetheart. You're so patient.
Hi.
I love it.
Thanks.
What's your name?
Jessica from New Jersey.
New Jersey girl.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's always fun to talk to New Yorkers. Okay, what's your question?
I'd like some more clarity around. I have been having some weird experiences just of like kind of experiencing life like it's all new again. I mean, I know I've done a lot of healing over the last years, but it seems like I kind of question like where have I been the last 10 years, because I'm just kind of like, it feels like I'm just getting started with life.
Let me check something. What's your month and day of your birthday?
July 16th.
Oh, okay. Okay, 7, 5. Yeah, you're moving into, on your birthday, I edited it correctly, you're moving into a 5, which has to do a lot with changes. So the fact that you shifted out from a 1 vibration to the next, I'm just making sure I edited it right, 2015, 5, 6, 7, 2016.
So, like, I'm in my 30s, yeah. In my late 30s, and I just find that I'm doing a lot of things that I feel like people do in their 20s. Like, I'm just sort of going on my own for the first time.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's totally not surprising, Jessica, and I'm sorry I cut you off. It's not surprising, you know, sometimes people go through, like, what I call, like, a phase in their life where they have to go back and finish up what they didn't finish up at a certain point in their life in order to move forward to a new beginning. And it's pretty apparent that you have a lot of ancestral energies in your energy field. So usually when that happens, that definitely confirms that there is a new beginning about to happen, because ancestral energies tend to intensify around something like that, like they want to learn, kind of a feeling. So I would definitely, you know what I mean? I would definitely, so if your energy feels a little like up and down at some point, or feeling like one minute you feel like one thing and next minute you're starting to have memories of families and stuff, that's why. What I would definitely encourage you to stay very positive and optimistic, because I could see the curve in the road when I go above your energy field. It's a huge curve and it's definitely taking you on a new path. You don't know where that path is yet because it's new. As you get closer to, it's going to be after your birthday, like closer to the middle of August, early part of September, it'll get clearer. With your birthday shifting, what's happening, and I'm kind of curious to see if you're aware of this, do you feel like you're getting like glimpses or memories of family and stuff that's happened in the past that's just kind of popping through your memories a lot lately?
I think that I've been doing a lot of healing about that over the last like 10 years.
I see myself recently.
I don't know.
Yeah,
like, I think that's like part of my normal existence.
Okay. Well, the thing that's going to shift is that's closing out. So the fact that you've been having it is continuing, that's closing out. And as you get closer to your birthday, it'll become less and less part of your memory. And the reason is because you're going to start moving more into your life, your purpose, your experiences. Whereas before, you were clearing out a lot of family stuff, and so lots of memories would pop up, and you'd have to heal it, and then another memory or another experience or another emotion would pop up, and then you have to heal that. Now you're moving into your life, your experience, your
yeah.
And that's why. So that's why it feels like you're in your 20s, like you haven't experienced it, because you haven't. You know, it's like you're going back to experience something you haven't experienced. And so I just wanted to let you know that, because we have a lot of callers. I could sit and talk to you forever. But I do want to be respectful. Yeah. Do you want to explore working together? Does that resonate? Do you want to check out the website and have me check in with you? Where's your heart with it all? I mean, you're such in a fabulous place that it would be really moving your energy to this alignment would be totally, you know, something that would really support you. Even if you did it on your own, but if you're interested in exploring, I can check in with you. So does your heart say yes, or do you want to just wait? Where are you at with it?
I think I want to wait, but I will definitely check out your website.
Like
everything is new for me, so I feel like I can't really commit to anything because I'm just...
I totally respect that. Check out the website and see if what's on there, you'll know, because you're really in this phenomenal place. Your inner guidance will tell you yes or no. And if you're interested, just mention Blog Talk. This special only goes till the end of this month, you know, because it's a Blog Talk thing. So if you're interested in this special, just let me know. And then I wish you lots of love. I think it's fabulous where you're at. So I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next caller,
so
because we're time is flying.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
You're bye-bye.
Welcome.
Okay, so we have, 480 is the next person. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for being so patient. What is your name and the state you're calling from?
My name is Shruti, and I'm calling from Arizona.
I'm sorry, say your name again.
Shruti.
Shruti. Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
That's great. I just want to make sure I said it right. Soupy, right? Like soup, but soupy.
Shruti.
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 Oh, okay. Thank you for correcting me.
No
it's
problem.
Your connection, okay. The connection yeah. is not as clear for you. I don't know if you're on a cell phone. It's not as clear, so I don't know if you want to move a little bit so I can hear you better.
Okay, I'm on a cord.
Yeah, oh, that's 10,000 times better.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, now I can hear you. It was a little fuzzy. Okay, so what's your question?
My question is regarding what do you see upcoming in my career front?
Are you thinking transitioning to a new career?
Possibly, yeah. Possibly a new career, new position in the same company.
Yeah, I totally see your angel, your guides are extremely, really like definitely doing it. It's almost like you've outgrown where you're at. I don't know why this keeps popping up. I don't know if it's a directly link or if it's something that's in your inner field to explore, but I keep hearing nursing. Have you done anything around the health field?
No, I've not. I'm more on the technical field.
It's kind of like the opposite, isn't it?
Yes,
there's something about that. I don't know what it means, but I would totally look at why that keeps popping into your energy field. It could be just a message there for you versus an actual field to go into. I keep hearing to just be around it and see what comes up because there's something there for you, and it's really loud. It's coming very strong. Guide. So, and my heart keeps going on fire, so I don't know why it's there, but I would definitely explore it and see if there's something latent in your energy field that may be of something of interest to you. Have you ever had a desire to do any form of healing or any form of work with that, with health or anything
yes,
on that
I
energy?
Used to be interested. I used to be definitely be very interested in going for healthcare, becoming a physician
okay.
when I was in college. And then
okay,
you know,
so I would totally look into it. There's something very strong there for you, and whatever reason, you definitely need to look at it because it could be part of your purpose, which is why where you're at is not stimulating your heart enough. It's stimulated the mind, but it's not your passion. And there's
yeah.
something here that you need to look at very strongly. Obviously, with the time, we can only do short things. So did you want to explore looking at other things? You were on the air when I mentioned that. Does that sound like something
yes.
of interest to you? Okay.
Let me think about it right now, and I'll
okay.
contact you on your website.
Yeah, please. Let me know either way if that resonates for you. I think it could be something that may flow for you. You're an amazing transition, and that always can be confusing if you put too much of your head into it. So be playful about it because that'll help you move a lot more flowingly with it, if that makes sense. Whereas if you try to figure
okay.
it out, it'll cause stress, and that's something
okay.
you don't need. So what I do resonates for you, maybe something that could help you further and get you where you want to go. And then definitely mention the radio show because I offer specials with that. Okay, love?
I definitely will. Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a beautiful day. Bye. Bye-bye.
Same to you. Bye.
Okay, so we'll move along here.
Hello.
Hi, honey. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
My name is Dale, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay, I didn't catch your first name.
Dale, D-E-L.
Okay, again, the D-E-L?
Yes, ma'am.
Connection is really is very, you can, like the other lady, you're going to have to move a little bit because I can barely
okay.
hear you.
All
much
right,
better. Now tell me your name.
Okay. Well, I'm not on a cell phone, so I don't know. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, just your first name.
Dale, D-E-L. Dale.
Okay, now I can totally hear. Yeah, I can totally hear you better.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's kind of like this. Yeah, because when I get the name, I'm sorry, it just helps me to feel the connection better. So I don't tune into someone else on the radio. That's why I ask. So people know
mm-hmm.
I'm asking the first name, so I make sure I tune into your energy, not someone else's.
Right.
What's your one question?
Yes, I have some things going on with my youngest son. And I just want to see what my angel guides are saying about things with him moving forward in life. It's just a lot, and I won't go into it since it's a short, reading. So I just want to know anything positive that's going to come for him to move on, because it fits me so much when he's
going
through
some stuff.
I
don't think that's his age, but the age of 3 to 5 keeps popping up. Is there something around?
Oh, no, he's an adult, but he has a disability.
But did he have the disability his whole life?
Yes, he has 6 months old. He had meningitis and he lost his hearing. And I don't like to call it a disability, but he's totally deaf and he is a grown man, but he still has some other issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's something that your angel keeps telling me. There's something that really kind of he hasn't completed, and it was around the age of 3 to 5, something around that makes him feel, I don't know if the word incompetent or stuck or something's going on, because he's a very special, he's a boy, right? Because I'm picking up male energy. He's a very special kid, but there's something about him that keeps, I don't know, it's like worthiness or something keeps knocking him down. And something around the age of 3 is what started it. So could maybe just have a sit-down conversation and just kind of talk about some fun things that happened and see if a memory triggers in you more than him, obviously, that can help support him in moving through that obstacle, because that'll free him up and he'll be a lot happier. That's a huge thing that once you become aware of that and help him through it, his life will open up and be able to accept where he's at and move more into special things. And I don't know why this keeps popping up too. Does he like to any kind of sports? Because Special Olympics keeps coming up.
He was a basketball player in a public school. I took him out of a dance school.
You need
he went into the public school. He's very good and he's very athletic. Yeah,
okay, that's why the athletics keeps popping up. You need to put him in the Special Olympics. He needs to be around others and have that camaraderie.
Well,
so I can go on.
The problem is he's an adult.
He's
old now. So, I can't force him to. Oh, he's 29.
That's not old. That's young.
Yeah. Maybe 30. Yeah. I mean, he's older. I mean, he still think he's adult. So I can't tell him. And he doesn't live with me. He lives in another state.
Well, he could totally get involved in that. He needs to be around other people that he can have the camaraderie, and he could volunteer. He could be a coach.
Yes.
There's tons of things he could do, and he needs to be around people that he can relate with and become more alive with being accepted, and that's very important to him. He needs to have that in his life. Keep going on, but we only have a minute left or 2 minutes left.
Thank you.
So did you want me to contact you, or do you want to just explore it? And if you're interested, contact me. Where you're at with
I'm very much interested because I do angel card readings. I try to, and so yes, you can contact me.
Okay. Would you explore the website and see, and then this way, when I do contact you, can let me know where your field is. Is that okay?
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay, love. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. I'm going to see if I can get you. If I could see if I can get you quick. What's your name and state? Are you there? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay. Well, if you can hear me, I'm not going to be able to hear you. So let's see if I can get this one in. Okay, 214. I'm not sure we're going to have enough time, but tell me your name.
Hi, it's Prem.
Okay, what state are you calling from? Did you say Krim?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to offer a special afterwards because we only have 30 seconds. Let's see if I can get anything in. What's your quick question?
I wondered if there was any messages from my grandfather, or I'm pretty open, really.
Okay, well, I'm not sure I can tune in 10 seconds, so can I call you after the show? Did you want to explore having a special reading price for it? Or or doing a donation. How do you feel about that? Or you could wait till the next show.
I could do a donation.
Okay. Why don't you do that, and I'll call you after the show, and then we can go from there. Does that sound okay, love?
Yes.
Okay. I'll talk to you after the show.
All right. Thank you.
And 563, same thing with you, because we ran out of time. If you can hear me, I tried to get you back, but there's no answer. Okay, so I will definitely look forward to seeing you at the next show, and lots of love, peace, and blessings.